Good day to you. I'm glad you're able to join me for this week's second look as we look again at one of the readings from last Sunday's worship. And this second look today takes us to the book of Acts chapter 4. Our second lesson was from Acts 4, 23 through 31. And maybe let me give this a little bit of context before I share a thought. As Jesus' post-ascension prophetic ministry began, and then I'm talking here about the Peter and John, the disciples, sharing the gospel, that ministry was also accompanied by miracles, just as Jesus' earthly prophetic ministry had also was accompanied by miracles. In the name of Jesus, Peter and John had healed a man who had been lame from birth. We see that Acts chapter 3, the first 10 verses. And the people were astonished, giving Peter and John the opportunity to urge them to repent and listen to Jesus, the prophet greater than Moses, whom God had promised. But the people who should have known that promise best and thus been the quickest to listen were instead quickest to reject the apostles' words, just like the people in Nazareth in our gospel that we heard on Sunday. After keeping Peter and John in prison overnight, the Sanhedrin, that ruling body, issued a gag order against the apostles. They weren't supposed to talk about Jesus at all, not a word. Well, none of that should come as a surprise. The same miracles, the same message, the same reception characterized Jesus' earthly ministry as this. And nor should we be surprised by how the apostles reacted to their first taste of rejection. They knew full well what was foretold. They quote Psalm 2 in their prayer. The rulers of the earth have always and will always gather together against the Lord's anointed one, against the Messiah, the promised Savior. But the apostles also knew what the rest of Psalm 2 said, that the Lord laughs and scoffs at any attempts to stifle his saving work. And so in response to this gag order to stop telling about Jesus, the message they received from Jesus and the hope they have in Jesus, and so in response to that order, the apostles and the people, the Christian church gathered together to pray. To pray that God would enable them to carry out this work even more eagerly, despite what they were told. And we hear that prayer, a portion of that prayer, verse 29 and 30. Now, Lord, look at their threats and give to your servants the ability to keep on speaking your word with all boldness. As you stretch out your hand to heal and as signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant. Today, the same prayer is ours. Lord, give us the same eagerness. Give us that same ability and the strength to keep speaking God's your word, Lord. The world around us still rejects the word. But yet our mission is still the same. Our purpose in the world is still the same. To share the gospel. To point people to Jesus. And the wondrous news of salvation that is through him alone. We may not do miracles in the way that Peter and John did. That doesn't happen anymore, at least in that way. And yet, the gospel ministry doesn't need miracles, because the gospel is the power of God for salvation, and it's for all people. And so, as we gather together as believers, we too pray together for strength, wisdom, eagerness, to share the message despite the world trying to put a gag order on the gospel. It cannot, because the Lord himself gives strength to us and he works behind and through that message. And we see their prayer answered as God sent the Holy Spirit to enable them to speak with great boldness. And in the same way, God works through the gospel as we gather around his word in worship and study. He sends his Spirit to strengthen our faith and give us that same boldness to stand firm and proclaim the truth of Jesus. We pray. Lord Jesus, we ask you to be with us every day. Look at the world and their threats. Give to your servants that ability to keep on speaking your word with all boldness as we do this in our own lives and as a church. Help us to grow daily in your grace and the promise that you have died and taken away our sins and given us the hope of life. So give us strength every day through this gospel, through your spirit, to speak and proclaim eagerly, boldly to the world around us, even though the world will want nothing to do with us and your message. Amen. May God be with you this week.